I'd like to call us back into order. The time is 1:01. And let the minutes reflect that Congresswoman Stabler is absent. She may be joining us pretty soon. And Congresswoman Stabler is the only one absent right now. So without objection, we're going to move back up to reports of select committees. Congressman King.
Thank you, Speaker. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met earlier today. First up was Bill number ONCA 24-29, an act to repeal ONCA 23-65 and return $200,000 to the Capital Asset Fund, originally appropriated for a fire suppression system at the Cultural Center, and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Tillman. Final committee action was due, passed as properly engrossed, with 3 yes votes from King, Bickhorst, and Hamilton. Next up was Bill number ONCA 24-30, an act to repeal ONCA 22-112 and return $500,000 to the property income account, originally appropriated for improvements to the Osage Nation Legislative Branch office building, and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Lemon. Final committee action was due, passed as properly engrossed, with 3 yes votes from King, Bickhorst, and Hamilton. Next up was ONCA 24-31, an act to amend ONCA 23-85 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $174,675 for the Gaming Enterprise Board, and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Shaw. Final committee action was due, passed as properly engrossed, with 3 yes votes from King, Bickhorst, and Hamilton. Finally, the next piece of legislation up was ONCR 24-12, a resolution to revise the compensation and reimbursement allowances for the boards and commissions of the Osage Nation for fiscal years 23 and 24. The sponsor was Congresswoman Shaw. Final committee action was due, passed as properly engrossed, with 3 yes votes from King, Bickhorst, and Hamilton. Thank you.
Thank you. And please let the record reflect Congresswoman Stabler has joined us. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2429 is an act to repeal ONCA 2365 and return $200,000 to the Capital Asset Fund, originally appropriated for a fire suppression system at the Cultural Center, and to establish an alternate effective date. Mm-hmm. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. How do you wish to proceed?
Waive my time.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2429 pass?
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2430 is an act to repeal ONCA 22-112 and return $500,000 to the property income account originally appropriated for improvements to the Osage Nation Legislative Branch office building, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. How do you wish to proceed?
Waive my time.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2430 pass?
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2431 is an act to amend ONCA 2385 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $174,675 for the Gaming Enterprise Board and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Just to recap a bit for those that are listening, first I want to say thank you to the GovOps Committee for the very good conversation about this topic / debate. I think it was very useful. To recap, this legislation will appropriate monies for some items that we had agreed and said that we would revisit at a later date. So here we are. It will add money to the operations expense line item at $1,500. Conferences, special events and meetings at $33,740. Also, we'll raise the indirect cost from $1,650 to $11,685. Add professional fees in the amount of $124,500 and also increase the travel line item from $6,600 to $11,500. I ask you to vote yes for this legislation. And again, as a reminder, this is specifically for the rest of this fiscal year only. Thank you.
Thank you. The question asks, shall ONCA 2431 pass?
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Meeker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCR 2412 is a resolution to revise the compensation and reimbursement allowance for the boards and commissions of the Osage Nation for fiscal years 23 and 24. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll wait on time.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. And I've been back and forth on this quite a bit. And the explanation for my no vote against this bill is the same as the previous bill. I've been back and forth until Congressman Keene actually quoted a little bit of law earlier. And I'll get to that in a minute. But I've got to explain my no vote because this isn't a big problem. It's something that probably needs to happen, and I agree that it should. This isn't going to break the bank. It's not a multi-million dollar project, but it's these smaller ones that matter to us, or to matter to me. These small infractions, they add up and they create our future problems. For me, this isn't special session material. We've talked about this. I was speaking with Speaker earlier. There was some concern that this was going to come to our table before Thijo last year. I think it tried to on the last day. This is a regular session bill for me and a regular session problem that we need to be addressing. It's so regular, in fact, that we set this compensation by resolution every 2 years. That's how regular this is. And even more so than that, in the law that I was speaking to that we quoted, it's in law at 15 ONC 5106 that we shall do this every 2 years, specifically stating in the odd years. 2024 is an even year. I've got a problem with how we are addressing this in the middle of a fiscal year. We set this resolution by 2208 in September of 22, and we set the guidelines at that point for the amount of travel that our boards can take. Last year, the board specific in question went over that amount. And this is where I'm saying the little things matter. We have a board that was the subject of some pretty tense scrutiny this last year that blew a budget that we had passed by resolution and by appropriation. There's two failures there. Because we've been told for years by our Treasury Department, if the money's not in the budget, they can't spend it. Well, the money wasn't in the budget, and they spent it. And then we passed a resolution that said the board has to govern this, themselves on this, and they can only spend X amount on travel. Well, they spent X plus. When somebody's got a problem with their credit card and they keep spending more and more and more than they're allowed, somebody's got to be that check. And I don't believe that the proper check is to come back in the middle of the fiscal year and raise the credit limit. I'm a no vote. And like I said, this isn't the first time we've been asked to do it. I myself have told the Gaming Enterprise Board I'd be happy to sponsor the bill. Every single time I've told them that, I've followed it with, but I'm not going to do it in a special session. Because I believe that the law dictates that we should do this every 2 years in the odd years. And that's what we currently have on the books, is a resolution 2208. I believe that we should live within those means instead of going back in the middle of the year. But like I said, it's small. And I believe that the Gaming Enterprise Board needs this money. They have dedicated themselves. They are committed to being a better board. And I agree. We should be doing this. But I can't do it in the middle of a special session. And of course, the last point is, or somebody raised in committee, is how did we not have this problem in the past? Individuals traveled on their own dime. Every single one of the appointees that are on this board right now checked the box that they would serve without compensation. I believe they all came on board at the time of 2208 was in place. They knew what we were getting in for, and I can't support it in the middle of the year. And regarding 15ONC5106, compensation shall be set by Congress resolution every odd year, we can do whatever we want. We can sit here and pass a new resolution and say, except that one time in the middle of the fiscal year that we're not going to follow 15ONC5106. Or we can sit here and say that that law matters and that we shouldn't do this in the middle of the fiscal year. And that's why I'm voting no. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member wish to speak for or against? Congresswoman Rebar.
Thank you, Speaker. Good afternoon, colleagues, and hello, Assistant Chief. So I was thinking about this yesterday evening, too, and one comment. Congressman Potts is correct. When I first got on, elected to this body, and I was chosen by my colleagues to serve as the appropriations chair when we, I think it was in 2020, we were setting the compensation for FY21. And I found that strange that Congress would handcuff themselves into every odd year. I thought that was strange that we would do that as a body, like why it wouldn't be annually, because our board structures, we establish these boards, they're set up. There's a limited amount per board that I've noticed, but I feel like it is something that we should be able to revisit. I'm not opposed to it. I'm going to support it because the board has reached out, and you're right, Congressman Potts, I was there when you agreed to support this, and I did as well. So I'm here to support that because they have reached out. Now, what I see the issue is a lack of communication, and we have addressed that through another piece of legislation called training. What I see is there's a lack of communication as how the government operates and who's doing what on which, you know, first base, second base, third base, who's doing what and when can we address it. I don't mind coming into special session whatsoever if we need to address something, and I think there were other items, but I just want to talk about, this was new. We have a couple of board members that are out of state. Now, how are we going to address that? Because I feel like I don't want to participate in limiting those that may have a different skill level that live outside of our jurisdiction that have the ability to travel too. And we also know that they could use WebEx or what have you. But at the same time, I want to be part of resolving an issue. So that's, I'm going to support this and ask that our colleagues work together to support this board. They have most certainly brought this up to our attention for some time now. So thank you, Second Speaker, for, you know, adding it to the agenda or the proclamation through Speaker. And I'll be voting yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against?
Well, I'm going to be voting yes. And after we set our proclamation and a few days went on and we ended that last special session, got the signatures and started talking about who was going to sponsor what, I honestly thought, well, wait a minute. We're going to have to address another board, which is the Cultural Advisory Board. So we get a few names towards, you know, the end of a special session. And my initial response was, who are these people replacing? Because they're new names. And the answer given was, they're not replacing anyone. We're adding more people to this board. And so I know that we didn't budget for, we didn't budget for three extra people to sit on that board. By law, the chief is allowed to have that many people on that board. I think that this whole area is one that needs to be addressed in the HUNCA session. That's what the HUNCA session is for, is things like this. I can possibly see an amendment saying we set this every year and not every odd year. There's a lot of things we want to look at. I know that there were some people that looked at the law that said, why would we have nine people on a board? Why would we have seven people on a board? Why would we, you know? And so this is just an area you have, everyone has 1 month to start looking at what they may want to address before we enter into HUNCA session. And I suggest that we start looking now. Thank you.
The question is, shall ONCR 2412 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stapler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now at adjournment.
Motion to adjourn session.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn the session. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Passes and we're adjourned. Thank you.